I'm very excited to have Lissy with us right now. She is a singer-songwriter, and she's had tremendous success. You were actually in L.A. for a number of years, right?
I was in L.A. for 5, and then I was in a town called Ojai for the last 6.
In Ojai, yeah. That's out there, too. It's like an artist colony sort of.
Yeah, it's like a hippy-dippy town in California. Yeah.
But you're an Iowan at heart?
Well, I'm from the Quad Cities, so I'm actually from the Illinois side of the Mississippi, Rock Island, Illinois, but spent a lot of time in Iowa growing up and just moved to, like, Winnesheek County up northeast Iowa.
Yeah. Would you say the Midwest and Iowa affect your songwriting? Do they have an impact on what
you
write about?
Definitely. I wrote a song about the Mississippi River, and, even though I've been gone for 14 years, I feel like I'm a Midwesterner when I go out in the world. Yeah. So,
was Los Angeles not for you in terms of?
Well, no, not really. I like nature and space, and it was fun. It was really fun. It's a good place to live if you're in your early 20s. But I really just went there to try to quote unquote make it, and was able to get like a record deal. And once I kind of got that figured out, I left. So.
Good timing. That's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
Now, the last album is called Back to Forever. The new one you said is coming out.
Now I'm an independent artist, and so I have my own label, I guess, called Lion Boy Records, and I'll be distributed through an indie label in the U.S., and it's my new record is called My Wild West. It comes out hopefully in January.
Sounds great. Is this on it?
I could play the new one first, and then I'll play an old one.
I don't mean to influence whatever you want.
Well, this song, actually, when I decided I was going to move back to the Midwest and leave Ojai, it was like a bittersweet decision, so I wrote a song for Ojai. It's called Ojai. I'll play that one.
Lissy, amazing, ladies and gentlemen.
I got a feeling like I'm almost there, and I think I might belong somewhere. As I cut these ties, I realize, been disbelieving in my own heart, and the deceiving is the hardest part, and I feel the knowing that I must be going. Oh, I don't want to leave you behind, but you know that I made up my mind, so goodbye. I know I'm going to see you of you until then. Oh, hi. I miss the seasons, I miss the land, I miss them for reasons I don't understand. I took it all for granted, bloom where I was planted. But you know that I made up my mind, so good. Thank you.
Beautiful. That was beautiful. And if it would have been Iowa instead of Ohio, it would have been perfect. Oh, that was gorgeous. When did you first realize you could rear back and sing like that? Was it...
From a pretty young age. Really? I always had like a loud, raspy, big voice and, you know, was singing as early as I can remember. I was Annie when I was 9.
You were, yeah.
And the dinner theater.
Your breakthrough was Annie?
I don't know. When I was like 5, I did the whole dance troupe kind of performance thing. So my mom always said I really, you know, I loved performing and I loved singing for people when they come over. So
born to it.
Yeah. And my grandfather was actually an international barbershop quartet champion.
Oh, yeah,
and so
okay.
he was always kind of singing and doing stuff that, you know, so I was exposed to music.
So
a lot.
That's the gene then from
I
him.
Think so.
Yeah. Does it skip generations? Your parents didn't sing?
No, everyone in my family actually has a pretty nice singing voice. But I, you know, my sister is a great singer, but I, you know, she didn't really love performing as much as I did. So
yeah.
I always knew it's what I wanted to do.
Fantastic. I love it.
Thank you.
Every time I try and do something like that, it comes out horrible.
Oh, you know, I doubt that.
It's really an amazing thing that we can sing like that.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm there's a lot of things I'm not very good at, so there's no backup plan, so this is good that it worked out.
That's great. Can you do another one
for
us? Yeah,
I'll do another one. This is an older song of mine, but one of my favorites. It's called Everywhere I Go. And I fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to be. Tell me how's the way to go. Tell me all that I should know. And I'll fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to go. Oh. Tell me how's the way to be. To evoke some empathy. And danger will follow me now everywhere I go. And angels will call on me and take me to my home. Well, this tired mind just wants to be led home. And I'll fall on my knees. Tell me how's the way to go. Oh, yeah. Tell me how's the way to see. Show me all that I could be. And I'll fall on my knees. And tell me how's the way to be. Yeah. Tell me how's the way to go. Tell me why I feel so low. And oh, Thank you so much.
Let's see. Thank you so much for doing that. That was great.
Well, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm enjoying myself.
So. I got goosebumps all over.
Oh.
Have you got? Let's do it. We weren't planning just to do two, but you want to do another one? If you feel like it.
Sure. I could play "O Mississippi," actually, that I wrote about.
Yeah. You don't mind, do you?
Thank you. All right. I actually, just a little anecdote. I did 3 days of Rag Bri this year, and it was really cool. But I actually ended up damaging a nerve in my hand and couldn't play the guitar for a month, so.
Oh, wow, yeah. That's the downside.
That's the downside. Well, now I know that that's something that can happen. But it was beautiful. I was just gorgeous. And so now I can play the guitar again. So it all worked out.
Let's see.